Rowan Calvert, alternate captain of the Saskatoon Blades. Tyler Parr, your good buddy, line mate, is the captain. It's a pretty solid leadership group, is it not?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I'm a part of it, so hopefully it is.
What have you learned from previous leaders as far as, you know, trying to extend the culture that's been here for the last number of years?
I've learned a lot. I mean, I wore the letter last year, so just kind of building on that, just being yourself. Everyone was voted to be a leader for a reason, because the guys like you for who you are and think that, you know, who you are is a leader. So, I mean, I don't think really changing much, making sure everyone has a voice and everyone in that room is a leader in their own right, and just kind of, you know, leading the charge and showing guys the right way to do things and have everyone follow suit.
Was this a player vote or was this something that was told to you was going to happen by coaches and management?
I think it's a little bit of both. There's a few things that go into it. I'm not really behind the scenes, so I don't really know, but I'm just honored to have one of those letters.
Why is Tyler Parr the right guy to be captain?
He's a leader. I know it's cliche, but he is a Blade. 5-year guy. He's been here. He does all the ups, all the downs. He's buddies with everyone in that room. Everyone loves Parsi. We love Parsi, so he's our guy.
Prince Albert tomorrow night there. They're going to raise a banner. I mean, it's perfect. It's the arch rivals getting together tomorrow night for the first game of the season.
Yeah, it is. We're going to go in there and try and get the 2 points, no matter if it's a banner night, home opener night, Tuesday night. The goal remains the same.
What is the emotion like when you play against them? Does it ramp up that much more from playing a Brandon or a Moose Jaw or a Regina?
A little bit, but at the end of the day, it's still a game, it's still hockey, and still the Western League. So no matter who we're playing against, they're our biggest rivals that night. And we love beating PA, especially in PA.
Team expectations this season?
Win. We're going to win as much as we can, as often as we can, and we're going to just be the best team we can be.
Okay, Rowan, this team is able to bring back, aside from the graduates last year, pretty much everybody from last year's lineup. Just how encouraging is that, and keeping that angle of continuity as you guys like to really chase the championship this year?
Yeah, the familiarity is big. With that being said, we did lose some guys who played big roles for us. Just having everyone, you know, here in September, in August, a lot of our core was brought in at the deadline last year. So just having a full year, it means a lot. And I think we do still need to improve. Everyone needs to take a step, and you hope everyone does take that step. So, yeah, at the end of the day, we did still lose some guys, and some guys need to step up and do better and do bigger things. So, but I feel like we have it in that room.
After last year and all the changes that happened, I mean, you guys even talked about after the trade deadline, it felt like training camp 2.0. What's it like coming into this year and having kind of the lineup more or less set compared to last year where it was kind of in question for parts of the season?
Yeah, it's huge. Just like I said, the familiarity. But at the end of the day, we're still a new team. We have new players, new rookies, guys we brought in throughout the offseason. So we're still going to have to, you know, build and gel as a team. And with guys, you know, accepting new roles and whether moving up in the lineup or young guys, we're now going to be near the bottom where they were back at their home clubs. They were at the top of the lineup kind of thing. It just, everyone has to accept their new role, and we all have to gel in our roles and as a team, because there is still a lot of gray area and a lot of new guys, new dynamics and things like that.
With some distance, what does the team take away from that series against Calgary last year and just trying to get into playoffs and go on a bit more of a run?
Yeah, it shows us where we need to be. They were a good team. They had good players. They were a five-man unit every time they were out on the ice. They were detailed, disciplined, structured. I've been a part of teams like that here in the past, so we know those things. But just for those young guys and those new guys, just to kind of see, and it also shows you the importance of, you know, winning your division. We slid from 2 to 6 with one game. So just little things like that. It's so tight in this league, and every team's good. So we have to bring our best, we have to be detailed, we have to be focused, and just shows us where we need to be and reminds us, you know, who we need to be.
Two options for how you answer this. I'm imagining in my head, you know, you have to understand the player that you're addressing or talking to. So sometimes it requires, you know, a slap on the back of the head and sometimes a pat on the shoulder to get, you know, your buddies to respond. What type would you be more inclined to being, the kind of the bad cop or the good cop?
I would say I'm a mixture of both. At the end of the day, I just want what's best for my teammates. I struggled a bit as a young guy in this league. That's no question. So I just want to be there for the young guys, whether that's, you know, a guy's need a slap on the back of the head, if you want to call it that, or, you know, they need a friend and they need advice. So I'm just me, to be honest. Same guy, you know, I wear the letter, but I'm still just Rowan Calvert, and I'm just going to be me and you know, address situations how I see fit.